This is Fresh Air. Pierre Boulez is probably best known for conducting modern music, but classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz says Boulez is also a great conductor of Mahler. There's a new recording of Boulez conducting Mahler's Fifth Symphony on the Nuova Era import label that Lloyd thinks is the only version he's ever heard that solves all the problems of this complex piece.
Last year, three recordings of Mahler's Fifth Symphony were released, each by a major conductor. The Mahler Fifth isn't exactly obscure, but on disc, there hasn't been one particular outstanding version. This symphony seems to go off in all sorts of different directions. Conductors have a hard time making it cohere, catching Mahler's odd balance between heavy and light, wild desperation and joy. How does Mahler get from the opening funeral march and what he himself labeled the stormy, vehement second movement to the urbane scherzo? How convincing is the triumphant last movement after the aching nostalgia of the famous adagietto for harp and strings? Most conductors worry about tempos, and on these three recent recordings, there are some startling disparities. The adagietto played by Klaus Tennstedt and the London Philharmonic is 11 minutes long. That's over a minute longer than Christoph von Dohnányi's 10-minute version with the Cleveland Orchestra, and a minute makes a big difference in a movement so short. But that's nothing compared to the 7.5-minute version by Pierre Boulez and the BBC Symphony. Mahler says the adagietto should be sehr langsam, very slow. But Boulez phrases it so sensitively that even though it's probably faster than any other recorded performance, it seems to hover in slow motion in its own gossamer weightlessness. It's precisely this incredible lightness of being that makes this Boulez performance so extraordinary. The textures are so transparent you can hear everything, even though the recorded sound from a live 1968 concert is not exemplary, even for 1968. This buoyancy can turn every movement into a dance movement, even the funeral march. Boulez gets the superb orchestra to play with breathtaking flexibility. Moods shift radically and effortlessly on a dime. This entire performance holds together because it convinces you that it's about emotional swings, about, for instance, the way the distant military trumpet call of the opening alternates with passages of the most tender, open-hearted pathos. It's as if Mahler's longing for his childhood is measured against the grim sounds of the military barracks he lived near as a child.
Thank you.
After the generation of Mahler's direct disciples, like Bruno Walter and Otto Klemperer, Pierre Boulez is the greatest Mahler conductor I've heard, and probably the greatest living Mahler conductor. This was not easy to discover. He's never actually made a commercial studio recording of a complete Mahler symphony. But tapes of his legendary series of Mahler performances in Cleveland, New York, and London have trickled out over the years. Boulez has the reputation of being cold, mathematical, objective. But this lilting, sensuous, insinuating, dazzlingly paced, and deeply affecting performance suggests that Boulez's detractors have been listening to too much gossip and not enough music.
Lord Schwartz is classical music editor for the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed Pierre Boulez conducting Mahler's Fifth Symphony on the Nuova Era label. This is Fresh Air.